Have you been struggling with the new normal we are navigating ourselves through? Are you feeling drained from all the precautions we must take and cannot find time to pause and reset? Is it hard for you to find the time and ways to release stress? If any of this resonates with you, then you're in the right place. I will be sharing bite-sized tips on the practice of breath, meditation, and how to make lifestyle changes to help you find peace and joy in every moment of your daily life practice. Hi, I'm your host, Madhavi, and I help people eliminate physical and mental stress to reach their lifestyle goals through the practice of yoga and wellness coaching. I'm a healthcare worker, a yoga teacher, a yoga coach, and a lifestyle and wellness coach. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and wellness. After all, you have nothing to lose but only stress. One of my favorite quotes is by Mahatma Gandhi, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." We must first make a change in ourselves in order to see a progress, something significantly changing in the world. And the world is the way we look at it, the perspective of how we look at things. So, what is it that you want to do? There's three steps to creating a change and creating your goal, getting there. The number one step is, what is it that you want to accomplish? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to be? Number one. Number two is, what small steps can you take to get there? And number three is, be consistent. Being consistent each and every day, using those small steps, will reach you to your final goal. Whatever that goal is, it can be in your exercise practice, your diet, your work, anything, business, anything that you want to do, relationships, but you have to take small steps. For example, if you have a plate full of food, your end goal is to finish the food until you're full, but you're not going to finish it in all one gulp. We have to take small bites, taking a bite at a time and chewing it, being consistent with our chewing, and then consistently taking a bite after a bite after a bite, we'll eventually finish our food or get to the point where we are full. The same thing goes with creating our end goal, whatever that is, whatever the goal is that you are looking for. Even if it's like, I want to go on a vacation. If you want to go on a vacation, first you need to decide, I want to go on a vacation. And then you have to decide, where am I going to go? You can't reach a goal unless you know where you're going to go. First goal, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? The second step is, if you're booking a vacation, well, how do I get there? Am I going to fly? Am I going to drive? Am I going to take the train? What am I going to do? How am I going to get there? The next small baby step is, where am I going to stay? The next small baby step is, how long am I going to take off and take this vacation? The next baby step is, am I going to go on any excursions, or am I just going to completely disconnect from the world and read my book and not worry about anything? These are examples of tiny steps that you need to take to start creating that vacation package or your final goal. The same thing again with whatever goal you're trying to take. For example, I want to lose 10 pounds. Well, how are you going to lose 10 pounds? You're not going to lose 10 pounds overnight. You need to lose a little bit at a time. Okay, let's say I want to lose a pound a week. Let's make it a bite-sizable, doable type of thing. Well, how are you going to do that? What do you need to do? Well, take baby steps. I need to start logging my food so I'm more aware of what I'm eating and how much I'm eating. Am I eating too many calories or too little calories? I need to start maybe exercising, adding some exercise into my program, strength training, aerobics, whatever that may be. And then even logging that. So again, the awareness project, and then taking little steps. And then perhaps once you start logging your food, you've realized some of that food that you're taking in is not serving you to get closer to your goal. Being aware. So whatever these steps are that you're taking, just making sure each time you're about to take an action of whatever it is that's supposed to help you reach your goal, stop just for a moment and listen, and perhaps even say it out loud or think to yourself, is this action that I'm about to take going to serve me well to reach to my final goal? For example, let's say I say I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to lose 1 pound a week. Well, today I'm going to have a large piece of carrot cake or a big bowl of ice cream. Well, is this piece of food going to serve me? Is it going to get me closer to my goal? Now, I'm not saying to deprive yourself, perhaps having a smaller piece, or maybe your 3-bite rule, taking 3 bites and being done, slowly weaning yourself off, or choosing something else, a substitute for the ice cream, maybe frozen yogurt, or even ice cream like frozen banana. These are just examples. Do what works for you. If you do things that don't serve you, you're not going to get to your goal. And also, if you do things that you won't be successful at in the long run, because remember, at the end of the goal, there's something called maintenance, whether it is your weight loss goal, your exercise goal, your business goal, you have to maintain. So you have to find something that works for you that you're going to be able to sustain. So doing something that's going to work temporarily, that you're not going to be able to sustain, is not going to serve you to reach your goal and sustain it. So the end goal is to get to the goal, but to sustain it. That's the key. So the 3 steps to making that change is first deciding where you want to be. 2, making a map, small baby steps, and being consistent. 3, being consistent with those baby steps. Perhaps taking 1 baby step and working on it for a week or 2 weeks at a time, and that's the only thing you do. Going back to, for example, weight loss. Logging your food for 2 weeks. Just logging your food. Don't worry about anything else. Just logging the food that you're eating. Then the next step, noticing what you're eating. Is it serving you? Removing the things that are not working and then adding things that are for maybe one other week or 2 weeks. The next step, maybe starting to exercise. Exercising every day for as long as you can for 1 to 2 weeks. And the next step, start logging that exercise. So you will start to see a change. If you stay where you are and do the same thing every day, do not expect to see a change. Change only happens is if you make a change. And it has to be a change that will work for you. Each and every one of us depends on different things because our lifestyle is different. There is not one size fits all. Remember that. Do what works for you and make a tiny change so it's not overwhelming. And then I promise you, you will find success. Until next time. See you next Friday. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you won't miss upcoming episodes. If you would like to get more tips and tricks on how to live a healthy lifestyle, ask to join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Answer the 3 questions, follow the rules to be let into the group. If you want to learn more about my weekly yoga sessions and group coaching sessions, visit www.pranahealthpc.com for more information. I also will have all of these links in the show notes. Until next time, live healthy and live well.